Did you know the American economy is red hot? Well, news to me.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Hard to believe we are here in the first week of the month of March. Our time in Florida is coming soon to an end, and we'll be back in Virginia before you know it. I want to thank all of you for your prayers during this time. Just a very quick update. My wife and I have been in Florida for about 2.5 weeks. Had a lot of family business and important things that we just couldn't put off any longer that had been delayed because of my health situation, my surgeries, and my treatment for bladder cancer. And now that I'm doing better, we decided now was a good time to make that trip. We really tried to put a lot into a short amount of time. I wish we could have taken a little more time. It's been a lot of work, and even trying to get this radio program done on the road is not always easy, and that's why I'm thankful for some of the help that I get along the way. Well, the other day, I did have a little downtime in the evening, and I'm just reading some news stories, and I saw one in the Washington Compost, known as the Washington Post, the Jeff Bezos newspaper. Yeah, he spent mega millions to buy a newspaper that loses money so he can have a propaganda outlet. That's just what it is. It's a propaganda outlet. It's not a news agency anymore. The Washington Post, the New York Times, any major corporately owned newspaper, they ceased being a journalistic operation ages ago. So don't assume you're getting news when you go to those places. Same is true for ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all of them. They're nothing more than just propaganda outlets. They don't give you news. They're trying to inform your opinion and control what you think, and what you do, and hope you keep your eyes closed to the reality around you. Well, the Washington Post had this story about this roaring hot economy. And it's all thanks to Joe Biden and his wisdom and his talents and his abilities. Yeah, we see him on display every time he stumbles and falls, every time he comes to a podium and can't remember what to say. This crooked individual for 50 some odd years in politics, in the United States Senate, vice president, and now a corrupt president, has done more to damage our economy, damage our future, than any president in my lifetime. Because they've hired a staff of freak show clowns to run things. If you're a sexual deviant, if you're confused about your gender, hey, you're gonna rise quickly at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We put you in charge of the most important things. And so we have the buffoons running the entire government and the deep state just pushing them along, getting their wars, getting what they want, getting their power, getting their money, getting their contracts. And so we are now told that we are living in this wonderful, just roaring hot economy. Gasoline prices are going up again. Food prices are up, continue to go up. Energy dependence, again, we used to be energy independent, but no, we stopped that on day one of the Biden administration. Can't be energy independent in the United States. Got to get rid of coal, got to get rid of natural gas, got to get rid of gas stoves. They even want to get rid of electric heaters and a bunch of other stuff. I guess they want you cold. They want you dependent on an aging electric grid. They want to force more stuff upon, like EVs, with no real plan on how they're going to deal with any of it. But it's all pretty. It's all an illusion. Yeah, these families today, they could all afford to buy $45,000, $50,000, $80,000, $90,000 electric vehicles. You know, your typical family of four in the United States can do that. No, they can't. Retirees on Social Security, got to get rid of that gas car. Go out and buy an EV. If you live in an apartment, where are you going to charge it? This idea of climate change, the fraudulent idea of worshiping the planet in climate change, it's going to be part of our undoing. Now, there are a lot of things going on that are the undoing of the United States, no doubt in my mind, economically, politically, socially, spiritually. We're dying. We are dying on the vine, and sadly, we've allowed it to occur. People have not been paying attention. They've not been looking at all that's going on around them. And there are a lot of stories today that you need to pay attention to. Right now, the Biden administration and some of the rhino Republicans in the House and the Senate and the Democrats, they're on target to add approximately $1 trillion to the deficit about every 100 days. That's 300 and some odd billion dollars a month to the deficit. That's now at $34 trillion and rising. And in just I would say by the time we get to the summer, it'll be $35 trillion. Then on to $36. When does it end? When does the spending get reined in? Probably never. Not until there is a wholesale change in our government and people open their eyes and vote the clown and freak show out of D.C., and begin to ask some questions about where does our money go? What are we spending it on? Why is our federal government so cotton-picking big when it doesn't need to be? The founding fathers of this nation wanted a very limited federal government to be funded by fees and certain taxes, not by income taxes, none of that stuff. They didn't want any of that. They knew if it ever happened that the country would begin to spend too much money, the government would grow out of control, and start doing things totally unconstitutional. Now, that's an obvious fact today. The United States government is constantly doing things that are unconstitutional. And too many Americans have never taken the short amount of time it does to read it. One sitting, you can read the Constitution. You may not understand everything, but there's a lot of plain English in there. Things that are not enumerated specifically to the federal government is left to the several states, not the federal government. But the federal government decided we want to be in charge of education. We want to be in charge of health. We want to be in charge of all these things the Constitution says we have no cotton-picking business doing. But they do it anyway. And nobody seems to challenge them. And the government grows bigger and fatter and more corrupt and lazy every day. And to keep growing and to keep getting more power, they use things like pandemics, lockdowns. They use tax incentives to make you buy things they want you to buy, things you don't really want to buy, but they try to make it harder to get what you really need. Our federal government is too big. I say, you may think I'm crazy, but if our military was held accountable and we didn't have these open-ended contracts with vendors that they can bid one price and then still get what they want later, if we actually had accountability in our government, in our contracts, in the way we do business, if corruption was rooted out, if political corruption and lawfare were made so illegal that you'd be terrified of using it against an opponent. People like Letitia James or Fannie Willis and others, and even Jack Smith, they wouldn't be touching some of the cases they're playing with. It's amazing how real crime gets ignored. The open border, people getting killed, robbed, beaten up. Those things are okay with this horrible reprobate that we have in the Justice Department, this evil, slimy individual. Oh, he puts on a great show and he can sound so tearful and so concerned. Merrick Garland, he's a fraud. He's a political hack. And I'd love to see how his bank account gets enriched quietly over the years to come. They got a great scam in D.C., by the way. It's called a book deal. Hillary Clinton got one. Everybody gets one. You do the deep state bidding and they'll get you a book deal. And you can get a ghostwriter and you can get millions upon millions upon millions of dollars for writing a book that nobody ever buys. You find the Hillary Clinton books in the 98-cent bin. But how do they make money on those deals? Real easy. They get a big upfront amount, then these corporations buy truckloads of the book at full retail, and you just take all the money and head off to the bank. It's a scam. People don't buy these garbage books. They're just junk. They make a lot of money. And there are other ways. There are consulting jobs. You know, I wish we could have a constitutional convention and have an amendment that says that after you leave working at the federal government, and after you've finished your term in office, let's say like a congressman, after you're done, you have to have a 5-year hiatus from consulting to the government. That would really get a lot of crooked people out real quick, because they go to Congress. They go there so they can make the Mega Millions. You know, I was looking, Letitia James, good example of people that are political. And how do these people make all this money? Her net worth. Go back about 10 years ago. Her net worth was like $150,000, making about $150,000 a year, which is not a whole lot when you're in New York State. She's worth like $11 million on her salary. It would take 10 years to have $1.5 million. Where does all this money come from? I would love to know the Fannie Willis financial situation. She can't pay a tax bill, but she talks about having thousands of dollars in cash in her house. You know, where's the accountability? Gee, if somebody came by my house and found thousands of dollars in cash, good luck on that. I think they'd be inclined to say, where did you get this ill-gotten money? We're going to have to confiscate it. And you're going to have to sue us to get it back, because you may have gotten that ill-gotten gains. It could be drug money. It could be who knows what. And we're supposed to be in a roaring economy. No, we are watching the walls close in by the most creepiest, most evil, pedophile class, in some case, people in D.C. that want to control your life. Would love to see a lot of us dead, but they need us for the money. And what they do is they just keep printing more. Oh, yeah, another trillion. It was Senator Ernest Hollings, South Carolina, about 30 years ago, had a fascinating line. I wish I could find an audio clip. Maybe one day I will. He goes, you know, we spend $1 million here and $1 million there, and before you know it, you got some real money. I mean, this is how they think. That was millions to billions. Now we're billions to trillions. And the value of our money keeps going. Every time they print another trillion, the value of your money is going to go down. And people don't see that. We're going to be adding in 100 days over $3 trillion heading toward $3.5 trillion to the debt in 1 year. And we'll even find some billions to go to Ukraine, so Ukraine can then invest in some cryptocurrency, which then in turn will make a nice fat contribution to the Democrat Party in time for the election. And speaking of which, I saw where the senator from Massachusetts, Liz Warren, you remember her, Elizabeth Warren, ran for president. A mentally deficient derelict of a senator. I remember when she was announcing her candidacy and, hey, let's have a beer. She went to her refrigerator and pulled out a beer. Remember that? Trying to be one of the peoples as she ran for the Senate and ran for the presidency. She made a fascinating statement that a lot of college students are going to get paid a lot of money to register voters for the 2024 election. They're going to find a way to pay them to go out and find people that they can register and then control their ballot. Once again, this is how Republicans lose elections. The Democrats know how to play the game. We don't even know how to find our way to the ball field. Conservatives just don't get it. The Democrats, they have no compulsion about cheating, stealing, doing anything they can to keep power. And so they'll find money to hire college students to ramble around and look for empty-headed people to get them ballots, and then figure a way to control and pick up that ballot, especially if it's a mail-in ballot, and get it filled out and get it into a Zucker box, you know, one of those election night boxes where people at 3 o'clock in the morning are taking pictures of ballots that are dry. They're getting paid to do that. That should be made illegal. It should state, and I think in many states it does, but nobody seemed to care about it in 2020. Oh, no, we don't worry about that. Why are people dropping off hundreds of ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning in ballot boxes? And we're told, nothing to see here, Bob. It's all legit. No, it isn't. It's crooked. It's despicable. It is illegal. But Merrick Garland could care less. As long as his buddies are in power and he sees a money train for him down the road, it's okay with him. Stolen elections. And people just don't want to see it. And Republicans, oh, we'll show up to the polls on election day and we're going to win because we're on the train. We got it figured out. You keep getting snookered. I mean, the Republican Party today, the so-called conservatives today, remind me of the Peanuts cartoon where Lucy is holding the football and says, Charlie Brown, go for it. And he runs down the field to kick it, and she pulls the ball away, and they fall flat on their back. And they keep doing it over and over and over again. When are they going to hit their head hard enough to knock some common sense into it? I fear not anytime soon. There's the issue. How do you function when you're not aware of what's really going on around you? Too many people are just worrying about their jobs and being able to afford food and make the car payment, pay the increasing utility bills. Oh, yeah. Thanks to to Bidenomics, I'm watching my electric bill skyrocket in where I live. I mean, because they can't use the coal plants and the natural gas plants like they used to. They got to go to wind and solar and foolishness and unicorn whatevers. I mean, it's this craziness, fairy dust. I don't know. That's how we're going to get electricity to power these cars. Wind, solar, and fairy dust. When do we wake up and smell the coffee? When do we get it for the first time? I know many of you listening, you do get it. You do understand. You do see it. But you have neighbors and friends that don't. They're still running around wearing face diapers and getting booster shots, thinking that the shot saved me from COVID. Shots saved nobody from anything. And even the idea that it made your symptoms less, that was another lie. We've pointed out numerous times on the program, the natural evolution of a virus is to become more contagious, but less symptomatic, less dangerous, and far less deadly. So, after Delta had disappeared and Omicron came along, we have had this cycling down. The virus is cycling down, being pushed by this vaccinated population that is weakening their immune system with each and every booster shot. It's amazing. The people that get COVID 4 and 5 times have 4 and 5 COVID shots or more. Just an observation. Maybe somebody will connect the dots. Maybe even the Washington Post can figure that one out. I doubt it. MSNBC, forget it. They're so intellectually bankrupt. They can't. The truth is not in them. It can't be in them. They've given themselves over to literally demonology, and they are living in a lie. As it says in the book of 2 Thessalonians, they're living the lie. They're believing the lie. And they will die by that lie if they're not careful. That's the world in which we live today. And people are not opening their eyes. They say those that do not study history are doomed to repeat it. Myself and many of you who have studied history, we're doomed to watch the people around us repeat it because they never studied the history and they don't see what's coming. There's a huge freight train barreling down the tracks and it's not slowing down. And people have got their little earbuds in and they don't hear it. They don't feel it. They don't see it. They're too busy watching social media and videos. They don't really know what's going on. They're more worried about what Taylor Swift is doing than they are about what the Swift Bank is doing to your bank accounts and your money. They don't care that another $1 trillion will be floated in debt and that that paycheck they're getting from their job is actually becoming worth less each time they spend that money. And they cannot connect the dots that it's Bidenomics. Big Pharma. I mean, here's the deal. You've got big companies in bed with government, and they're allowed to become rich at your expense. They're allowed to lie. They're allowed to do things that you and I are not allowed to do. Because they support the regime that is in power. When are we going to open our eyes and wake up? When are we going to, as they say, smell the coffee before it's too late? We're back on WTWW and hope that everything stays steady there for a while and all gets repaired. But it takes money to stay on shortwave radio. That's why we come to you on a regular basis to remind you that we need your financial support. If you'd be so kind, would you consider supporting us today, maybe for the first time? You can use our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. And just so I'm clear, nobody's on the payroll here at Truth to Ponder. Myself, not Jim Calhoun. We give our time, but the airtime is not free. And that's why we come to you. That's why I ask you to prayerfully consider today. Maybe for you it's the first time. Maybe you've never supported any radio program or this program. Maybe you've listened as a podcast, maybe on a shortwave frequency. We're on numerous times. Your gift is vital. And I know the economy's tough, but if you can find a little bit helps. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Climbing the tree to God. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift. You're going to get in a moment. Messiah was passing by, but Zacchaeus had a problem. He was too short to see Messiah, but he came up with a plan. He said, I'll run ahead, climb up a tree. So he did. Messiah saw him. He went to his house. In that sense, he was commended. He blessed the house of Zacchaeus. Why? Because Zacchaeus didn't let anything stop him from getting closer to God. He didn't let his height, his shortness, his shortcoming, he didn't let anything. He did whatever it took to get closer to God. So you need to do the same thing. Don't let anything stop you from getting closer to God, from drawing near him. Doesn't matter what it is. A sin, a weakness, a habit, a wound, a guilt, a failure. That's not the point. Zacchaeus was limited, but that's not what he's remembered for. He's remembered for not letting his shortcomings stop him from Messiah. So whatever you have to do, do it. Even if it means planning, even for the long term, ask yourself, will this action get me closer to God or lead me farther away? Then do whatever you have to do to get closer. And you'll be commended by God because it's God's will. He wants you to come closer. He doesn't want you to be overcome by that obstacle, that hindrance, that thing that separates you. He wants you to overcome it. Even if it means running ahead, climbing a tree, getting that thing out of your life, ruling it out, ruling other things in, closing the door in that sin, opening the new door to righteousness, whatever you have to do, make the decision once and for all. Whatever you have to do, God will honor it. So get running, my friend, and climb that tree because God is waiting to bless your house. Want more? Ask for the Zacchaeus Principle on CD. Now, how do you like to receive special daily meditations and teachings with the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus to give you victory for every day of your week? Updates on Israel, prophecies, a free subscription of Sapphires, and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You'll love it. How do you get all this? Easy. Just write down the name of Jesus, the real name, Yeshua, and you call it. You dial it. That's it. So to receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA. Yeshua 1. You will be blessed, but call now 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA 1. Now I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to God's ancient people, the Jewish people, and to reach so many countless other tribes and tongues around the world. You want to touch the world? You want your life to impact, make a difference in this generation? This is it. The Farthest Way Shortwave Radio. It's amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy at Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111. It's Lodi, New Jersey, and it's 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, climb that tree, my friend. Do whatever you have to do to get close to him. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, the Messiah. Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I'm so glad that so many of you take the time to listen to this program each and every week. It means more to me than you'll ever know. Had somebody asked a question, I want to address it just for a quick moment, about the radio station that we'll be building in Virginia. And I've mentioned that it would be wonderful if I could get some extra financial support to get it built. It's not going to take that much. It's a lower-powered FM, but it does cover Marion, 7 Mile, Ford, Chilhowee area. They asked, well, what are the ongoing expenses? Are you going to be needing more money from your listeners to support it? Really, no. Getting it built is going to be the hurdle. We have enough income in the church to maintain the radio station after it is built. And it'll be also online for you to hear as well. So it's just a matter of trying to raise the just shy of $10,000 for the transmitting equipment that'll be needed to get on the air. I've already owned a pretty good amount of studio equipment I've accumulated over the years that I'm donating to the cause and everything it needs. And like I say, this radio station, we're going to be featuring some of the Christian music you just don't find anymore. Christ-centered, biblically-based music. Old and new, all different styles. And some solid Bible teaching. And so if you feel inclined, when I give the address at the end of the program again today, you might want to say, hey, here's an extra amount, put it toward the radio station. And I'd appreciate it. If we can get this done, we've already got pretty good amount raised, both several thousand dollars raised, but we need about maybe 5,000 more, and then we can get building pretty soon. So let me know your thoughts, and if you would care to help us out in this endeavor. The call letters will be WMYC, which means My Christian Radio, and that'll be for the Chilhowee, 7 Mile, Ford, and Marion, Virginia area in Southwest Virginia. And online as well. And we'll be talking more about it as the weeks go by. We spent some time today talking about what's going on around us. And it's just amazing how people just don't see. They don't open their eyes. They don't really read. They don't pay attention. They're so caught up in life that they have no idea of what's coming. And we need to be better prepared. Now, Jim Calhoun has been helping me out because we are doing a lot of traveling, and it has been really difficult to keep these radio programs flowing, a new show each day. And Jim agreed to come by again and help me out. So I'm going to bring Jim Calhoun to the microphone to kind of continue this conversation on getting your eyes to be opened.
Thanks, Bob. And once again, it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, this segment today, I want to talk about how can the people be so asleep and not see what's happening? That's really a perplexing question to me, is how people can see things with their own eyes, hear it with their own ears, experience it with their own senses, and still not see what's going on. It's like people are purposely putting blinders on, or worse yet, just putting a bag over their face to cover their eyesight totally. And it's really hard to correct a problem if someone won't see they have a problem in the first place. You ask anybody that has a substance abuse problem that recovers from it, their first step to recovery is for them to realize they needed some help. And right now, worldwide, mankind is in denial that there's a problem. You look at the evil, illegitimate President Joe Biden and his crude and crass ways that he thinks he's being a diplomat, which he's anything but. The name calling that he's calling other world leaders. And people will listen to what he calls Vladimir Putin or Benjamin Netanyahu or any other leader and just shrug it off. Oh, that's just old Joe. We're living in a time period where we can't shrug things off. Your very existence may hang in the balance. We have no statesmen. We have no one trying to work for peace in any way, shape, or form. But people don't see that. You have people that don't see that the United States military is not going to be capable of fighting long-range wars all over the planet. Absolutely no way. If China invades Taiwan and North Korea invades South Korea and the Arab countries invade Israel and Russia starts invading Poland or any of the Baltic states, what's the United States going to do? Because if that does happen, and I'm talking about simultaneously, if that all happens at once, and then Venezuela decides to do something, and at that point, if Cuba decides to invade Florida, where will our troops be? What can we do? And people don't want to see that there's issues with this horrible non-diplomacy that's happening. They just stick their head in the sand. Oh, that's just old Joe calling people names. Well, he's an illegitimate president that got the presidency by fraud. And people say, oh, we'll just vote him out and get someone new next time. You really believe that once the fraud worked, they're not going to do it again? That's what I mean by people sticking their head in the sand, being ignorant, and you just won't wake up. And look at the farmer protest in Europe. Do you realize that most of the farmers I talk to, when I say, what do you think about the farmers in Europe? They'll say, what farmers in Europe? I'll say, the ones that are fighting to keep their occupation and to keep their land. Oh, what's going on over there? And then I start telling them what's going on, and I see that faraway look in their eyes, and face goes blank, and they haven't heard it on the mainstream media, so it must not be happening. They don't tell me that, but they don't have to. Their eyes tell me that. And then I tell them, well, that's you. We're next. They're going to come after our cows first. That's what they're fixing to do. And I'm met with just blank stares and shoulders being shrugged. And that's the kind of attitude that's needed for the New World Order and the Klaus Schwabs and his minions and George Soros and all these people, Bill Gates, Fauci, all these people that are fundamentally trying to kill us, trying to fundamentally change the way we do anything. And you start telling people that they better wake up because their very life may depend on it. At least their livelihood will. They do everything but stick their fingers in their ears. I know people don't like to hear bad news, and I hate just to bear bad news everywhere I go. But I'm a watchman on the wall, and I see what's coming. And so I have to tell people, danger. Look out. Danger. And the people look at me and go, huh, what danger? There ain't no danger. And they go back to sleep. And getting back to the farmer protest, I tell people you need to fill your pantry with food. And most of them will say, oh, I have enough food, or I've already done that, or I'm okay. And then they complain about the price of food, which is getting very high. And I tell them, with this farmer protest over in Europe, food prices are going to go higher. And the response is, why would they go higher here? We don't eat European food. And I'm just dumbstruck by that. Don't they realize that we're all connected? If the European farmers are protesting, they're not growing any food. And if they're not growing any food, they're not going to feed any people. And the people have to eat. They're going to get the food somewhere, so they have to import it. Where are they going to import it from? Well, you'd have to say Russia would be the first choice, but, oh, they put sanctions on Russia. They're supposed to hate Russia. They want to go to war with Russia. We can't eat Russian food. Russian food bad. And so they're going to come to the United States. And so we are going to be directly competing with the European people to buy our own food that's grown here in the United States. And so if you think the price of flour or something is high now, well, just wait. It's going to get much higher. And if the prices of the staples go up, such as sugar and flour, well, the prices of everything goes up because almost every processed product has some kind of sugar in it. And flour is a staple used in so many things. And so if you think a loaf of bread is expensive now, just wait until the Europeans start importing our food. And so what's taken away from one group, that group is going to seek out other places to get what they need to survive. And of course, the law of supply and demand goes up, so we have to pay more. And so just to shrug your shoulders and say, oh, I don't care about the farmers in Europe, that's their deal. You're just ignorant of the fact that it's going to come back and hit you in the pocketbook. And I don't know about you, but I personally feel the pocketbook crunch every time I go in and buy parts or buy dog food or buy food for myself or any goods and services that I happen to want to acquire. I find myself walking away and not buying anything. There's been several times that I've bought products in the past for $5 or $10, and I go in and find that same product is now double or triple in price. I tell myself, well, I don't need it that much. I don't eat at fast food restaurants anymore, because when you look at what you get for what you pay and the quality of the food, it's not worth it. And I can make better food than what I can buy in a fast food restaurant every day. And so I eat at home. But people don't realize that the farmer protest is going to drive the price of food even higher. And I am for the farmers, because they're going to lose their land. They're going to lose everything they have, all because of a bunch of corrupt politicians that want to steal their land and then sell it back to one of the big ag companies at pennies on the dollar and get a kickback. I've been saying over the last several weeks that there's a huge land grab going on all over the world, and they're going after farmers right now. Bill Gates is the world's largest owner of farmland. Why is Bill Gates buying farmland? To get it out of the hands of the family farmers. These people want to control the world, and they are going to try to do this through famine. That's one of their goals, is to cause all sorts of famines. And hungry people get desperate. And desperate people are easily controlled. You could take the world's richest man and make him hungry enough and desperate enough, he'll give you his entire fortune for a good meal. People don't realize that. We in the West have been so spoiled with getting everything and anything we want at any time. We don't know what it's like to go without. We really don't. Whereas there are parts of the world that are used to going without, and they manage to survive, but that's about all they do is survive. It's hard to thrive when you're hungry. But people have blinders on. They don't want to see it. And so as a watchman on the wall, I'm telling you, food prices are going to go sky high. You think they're high now? Just wait until this time next year. There's an awful lot of people that can barely afford groceries or can't afford groceries at this point. And they're relying on food banks. And while I'm all for the food banks, they're limited. They only have so much. And it seems like when there are people that are handing out food, you do have a large portion of people that are truly needy that are getting the food, but I've seen people that are very well off standing in line to get their share of the food. And I'm talking about people that are really well healed. They may not be rich, but they're on the verge of being rich, but yet they'll still stand in the food lines. And so people's greed will take over. And so the truly needy have to compete with the people that are greedy. And that is really sad. But we're going to see more of that as the price of food and the price of living goes up. And I think that we're being priced out of existence is one of the ways that the New World Order is going to try to come in and get their hands on everything. And when I say New World Order, I'm not talking about the New World Order that was created after World War II, because that definitely was a New World Order. I'm talking about the unelected people that want to be basically kings, the people that want to be kings and queens, and the rest of us are just lowly serfs. That's what they're pushing for, is going back to that system. You have people like Klaus Schwab that envisions himself as king of something, and I believe that man is totally possessed, and I think his entire organization is demonically possessed as well. We see these people on television, and we hear their speeches on radio, on news clips, and so forth. And people are hearing their words, but they're not. They're telling us now that within 100 years, they think that mankind as we know it will be extinct. They're openly saying that. We're going to evolve into this machine, computer person type thing. And people go, oh, that's nice. Then they go back to watching their football or whatever they're doing. It's like, people, wake up. They're telling you that you will be destroyed. And the common person thinks, oh, well, I'm going to have a robot body and I'm going to live forever in this robot body. That's basically what these people are pushing for at this point. But do you think that you're going to be in a robot body living forever? No. Just that select few. The chosen few, chosen by Klaus Schwab and all his minions. The rest of us, we're just collateral damage. And they're telling us that, and we're giving them the power. We're listening to them, and we're funding them, and we're allowing governments of the world to attend these forums and to be influenced and to help them with their mission. And let's make no mistake, politics is ruled by money. And right now they're trying to take the money away from Donald Trump with all these ridiculous judgments against him, while at the same time, they are funding candidates that will do nothing but help the Klaus Schwabs of the world and the George Soroses of the world to gain even more control over the entire world. And so we can't just stick our head in the sand and just let this happen. We have to be vocal about it. We have to let our representatives know and let everybody know that we are going through a hostile takeover right now. I think our government is already corrupted to the point where we've had a coup. I think that the people who are now elected in the offices in Washington, D.C., are the worst, most satanic bunch we've ever had. And you can take Congressman Ogles from Tennessee, when asked, when he was told by a voter that she didn't want her taxes sent to Israel so they could kill Palestinian babies, and his reply was, I think we should kill them all. These people are so arrogant and full of themselves, they think they're above everything because actually, most of them were appointed. They were placed there by the big money people. And I know a few years back, we had a senator in Nebraska called Ben Sasse, and he resigned and got out of there because he found out how hated he was. He was a swamp creature pretending to be a Nebraskan. When he got elected, he discarded Nebraska in a heartbeat and picked up the mantle of globalist and elitist. And we didn't stand for it here, and he knew that he had no chance politically, that he was ruined because of his attitude and his arrogance, and so he resigned. I can't name one Nebraskan that would have voted for him a second time, and I don't think he could have named anyone either. I know generally getting a hold of your representative doesn't really have any effect, but if enough of us would pressure hard enough and let them know that we don't want this world order. We don't want this one world government. We don't want their robots. We don't want robots policing our streets. Can you imagine the abuse of power that anyone in law enforcement would have if they're sitting in their police station watching a monitor and had a robot chasing a suspect? Do you realize how easy the police could do cover-ups if the crime happens in their own building? You realize with AI they can change anything? They can make the monitor show anything? They can manipulate things just like the movie The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger? We're to that point where we can be accused of any heinous crime and they will have video evidence of the crime even though the crime never happened. But yet it'll be on video because they can manufacture evidence using artificial intelligence. I tell people that. I tell them, you got to wake up. And they won't wake up. I'm not sick of telling people to wake up, but I'm not near as naive as I once was, thinking that I could actually wake people up. Now, I do have people that have listened to Truth to Ponder who have contacted me, and they've told me that I have helped wake them up, and they now see the evil of the world. So I do know I'm reaching people, but it's those day-to-day people I come in contact with. Even some of my best friends that claim to listen to me and claim to agree with me, they're still not doing anything about what I'm telling them. They're still walking around with their smartphone. They still have their gadget box in the corner that tells them what time it is and how warm it is outside. And they have all these things in their home. And I did a segment that I mentioned that as a Trojan horse, and it really is. And we're aiding and abetting our own demise by supporting these people. And as we live our life on a day-to-day basis, we have to make choices. And the choices we make will often determine the outcome of future events in our life. And as I try to wake people up, I try to tell them that they can't just live for today. They have to live with one eye on tomorrow. Because if they don't, well, they're going to find themselves in a world of hurt. And a perfect example of that is the old saying, if I knew I was going to live this long, then I would have taken better care of myself. And I've heard several people say that over the past year or so. And people seem to live like there's no tomorrow as far as taking care of their health. And then when tomorrow gets here and they don't have their health, then they're lamenting the fact that they didn't recognize that they needed to do some things in the days prior that would ensure they were healthy at an older age. But just like all the social rot and all the evil things that are happening, you cannot wake people up to the fact they have to take care of themselves, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. There are so many people that just do not get it. They think that there's this safety net that's always going to catch them. And I don't know where they get that idea, but there's a lot of people that think that there's no way anything real bad's going to happen to them. And those are the people that seem to get hurt the most. And so as I try to wake people up to the evil that's in this planet, I have to also try to wake them up to some of the behaviors that they are doing to themselves that are going to harm themselves somewhere down the line. And so there's an awful lot of issues that I'm trying to address today. And I'm not naive enough to think that I'm going to change the world or I'm going to have everyone just automatically listen to me. And I'm not naive enough to think that even the people that agree with me are going to actually act on some of the things I'm talking about. But as a watchman on the wall, I do feel that it's my duty to call things out and to try to help as much as I can. And that's the reason I'm doing the Truth to Ponder episodes for Bob, is to be a help and to be a blessing. And that's the reason I'm broadcasting in general, is to try to help and try to be a blessing. And some of my opinions I don't think will resonate with some people, and I understand that. That's just normal. But I'm trying to give you a general common sense type of an approach to what I see happening in the world. And hopefully I'm going to help one or two people along the way. Now, I know I'm old-fashioned. I tell people I'm a 19th century man stuck in the 21st century. and I really do feel that way. I do use technology, and I do understand it up to a certain point. And I know the good that technology could bring to mankind. An absolute wonderful world that we could have with our technology. Unfortunately, Satan is in control of this world, and his minions are in control of most of the governments and the medical system and our education system and our banking system and our corporations. It seems that we're living in a world of the lie. William Shakespeare was right when he said, "All the world is a stage," and it truly is. Even the simplest things are staged. We have fake news, and I see that the Democrats are now hiring actors to do fake protests against Donald Trump. Everything is fake. Our food is now fake with the genetically altered junk that they're putting in our food. Our medicine is now fake, as in fake vaccines. And I think the whole pandemic, I know there was something to the COVID, but I know people got sick and died during the whole COVID affair. But I also know that nowhere in the world is there an actual COVID virus that has been captured that can be studied. It's all been done with computer modeling. And it seems like the whistleblowers are all called all sorts of names. And we have a lot of morticians who are blowing the whistle on what they're finding when they're embalming bodies, the strange blood clots that they've never seen before. And of course, we were told when all these soccer players and other athletes were falling over dead that that was normal. That was something that normally happened. And it's normal for children to have heart attacks. It's normal for children to have strokes. All the thing that the false, fake narratives that are thrown at us every day, they just keep hitting us over and over and over. And so some people probably never will become awake because they're believing everything they're told by the people that are manipulating them. There's an old saying that says, you should never let a fox guard the hen house. And unfortunately, that's what we have going on all over the world. The foxes are in control of the hen houses. And there could be nothing in that scenario that's good for the hens, only the foxes. And the foxes are in control, and we're all the hens. And anyone that tries to point that out is ostracized, they're canceled, they have their accounts blocked or suspended on all these social media sites. And people are putting up with that. They wait till they're unsuspended, then they do it again. Then they get suspended, then they do it again. And when in reality, we need to communicate with the people that we really need to communicate with, like we used to communicate back in the old days. We used to talk face to face, or maybe a phone call. And if not that, how about sitting down and writing a handwritten letter, putting it in the mail? There are ways to communicate that do not involve all this new technology, because the elites, they want to control you through this technology. I may not be as free as I think I am, but I do know that I'm the most free person that I know. You could take away all of my technology, and I'd still get by. You could take away 99% of the modern technology I use, and I'd never miss it. The only thing I use modern technology for is producing radio shows. And my studio is capable of producing it without all the technology, with old-fashioned analog gear, because I kept all my older machines. They don't get used much anymore, but I have them, and I know how to use them. It seems like that we're being put into a box with the new technology. We're being put in a box by where we're going to be able to find food, or if we're going to be able to find food. We have these people that I think they're wringing their hands. They think they've won. I think the only thing that's left is the maniacal laughter as they wring their hands, because they think that they finally did it. They now rule the world. They control the world. You can point at Hitler, Napoleon, Stalin, all the Caesars, Genghis Khan. You can point at all of these people and say, well, they wanted to rule the world, and so we had to come against them. But yet we have people that are trying to rule the world that are actually getting the job done a lot more than all those others that I mentioned combined. But yet we sit back and just let it happen. Well, as the watchman on the wall, I'm telling you to wake up. And if you are awake, redouble your efforts to wake a few more people up. Because I see that the whole existence of mankind hangs in the balance. They've already told us by 2030 we'll own nothing and be happy. They've told us by 2030 we're all going to live in 15-minute cities. And by 2030 we're going to eat the bugs. And before that there will be no meat. And before that they will control your children. And make no mistake about it, if we lose this next generation of kids, humanity is done, as we know it. This next generation of kids are the only thing that's standing in the way between Satan's total success over humanity to totally take humanity down just a hellhole or reversing everything. We're down to one generation, folks. There are young children that are being told they're boys when they're girls, and girls when they're boys. They're the generation that's getting filled with hormone blockers and mandatory education that is not education at all, it's indoctrination. These people are covering all bases, and I'm here as a watchman on the wall telling people, wake up, it's happening right under your nose. You have to really decide where you stand, and you need to stand up and be counted.
Well, thank you, Jim, for helping me out with today's program. I can't begin to thank Jim Calhoun enough for the effort that he puts in. Over this past couple of years, his help has been invaluable during my time of surgeries and recuperations and treatments. To have Wednesdays in particular a day that I can use for other things. So, Jim, once again, thank you. I know if you listen to this program on a regular basis, your eyes are open. Your ears can hear. You understand what is going on, and many of you from a biblical perspective. And that's why we do Truth to Ponder each and every day. That's why this radio program is on shortwave radio. I'd love to be on some domestic stations, but they want to charge a lot of money too. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Yet, the footprint we now have on WTWW and WRMI, we cover the United States. And we even get into Europe. Had a person send me an email with a recording of the program he made on his radio in Finland. And the audio quality was just impressive. We're reaching a lot of people with this program. And we reach those people because of your faithful support each and every month. WTWW, we added it a few months ago. They had some technical issues on and off, and it seems that we're ahead of those now. But the airtime and the power bill, they're big for the amount of time that we're using, and we'd like to even add to that. WRMI, we're thinking about working with them for another frequency and another airing as well. If you can find it in your heart to support us, you can do it from our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. There's a tab for support using Give, Send, Go. Many of you use it. It's a wonderful company, a Christian company. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia 24319. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. And we will see you tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.